Let's talk fantasy sports, real sports, esports, and some betting. Now, here's your host Dave, and some mix of Connor, CJ, Zub, Brian, and Nick. It's the one-stop shop for your gaming and fantasy needs. This is Sports Euphoria.
From however it is you may be listening, just wanted to welcome you to another episode of the Sports Euphoria podcast. I'm your host Dave, and we are going to be previewing this episode, week 12 in the NFL, or the Sunday to Monday games of week 12 in the NFL. Happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody who may be listening at some point before Sunday or even after Sunday, because why not? Sometimes you still want to hear my rants or my things about players later on, see if I was right or wrong. You never know. So anyway, with that being said, I realize I made a mistake on my notes. If you hear me, anybody interacting with anybody or answering questions or talking to somebody and you don't hear a voice, that is simply just me engaging with anybody that is watching or chatting on Twitch and watching on or chatting on Facebook. I do go live on Facebook and on Twitch. So we can Facebook and on get that going. Sorry if you heard a little bit of an echo. I thought I took care of that sooner. My apologies. Anyway, yes, this is a week 12 preview, and I do go live on Twitch and Facebook. So real quick, we're just going to touch on the games yesterday as a whole. It was good football, the early games. It was a close game in Chicago and Detroit. Really couldn't, you know, given the circumstances, you know, a good game is all you could ask for. And then we had the shootout of the obvious Cowboys and Raiders. We all know how that game went. The Cowboys, unfortunately, couldn't pull through. It was an ugly game from penalties and everything like that. I'm going to get into those games a little bit more in depth on next week's episode, either Monday or Tuesday. Hopefully it won't be as late as it was this week, which would be Wednesday, but I want to get into that Monday or Tuesday. But as you guys know, if you guys were here last week for the preview episode, I did it last Saturday. I have some starts of the week, the duds of the week, and sleepers of the week, as well as trust or bust, which I just introduced last week in going through certain starters and saying if, you know, I trust them or not and how I feel about them. Higher number being I trust them from 1 to 10, lower number being I think they're going to be a bust. 1 being terrible, you know, when working all the way, it's up to 10. So we're going to get right into it. We have the schedule. I have it somewhere. I know I have it somewhere. But I also have my games up as well. So and at the end, we're going to just go over some league talk, see how, you know, just some dynasty stuff and everything else like that. But yeah, we're going to get right into it. We're going to go with my duds again, my duds of the week. I have, you guys are going to like probably cry. And by duds, it don't necessarily mean they're going to have the worst game possible. Again, it's just going to be them being far, not hitting their projections. Not getting to what their projections are supposed to be. So that's what I consider a dud. I have Aaron Rodgers, James Robinson, and Ja'Marr Chase. I just feel as if James Robinson just... the Falcons come out hot, you know, and I also feel like Robinson just, you know, he's still a little injured. Questionable on the injury report, however you want to say it. I just don't know if he's going to end up, you know, crushing his projections or even hitting his projections. I really think that, you know, I really think they're going to be a little bit lower. You know, some sites have him projected between 15 and 16 points. I don't necessarily know if he's going to get that. Now, he'll probably get that garbage time touchdown like he did last week because he almost had a dud last week. If he doesn't get the touchdown, you know, it's a duder for sure. And I had him as a dud last week because I didn't know if he was going to play or not. So Carlos Hyde, like I wasn't too far off. Ja'Marr Chase, that game just scares me a little bit because it has the ability and the option to be a heavy hitting slugfest affair. Like, and I mean heavy hitting in regards to just like hard hits, not much passing getting done. That kind of thing. Now, the Chargers did play the Steelers last week, and they did put up, obviously, they put up a lot of points, you know, 41, which you love to see. But no TJ Watt, no Fitzpatrick, no Joe Hayden. Like, the Steelers defense was hurting, and everybody knows how good TJ Watt is. Like, we've all seen it. If you're playing fantasy, you're fully aware of it. And I think him coming back, if he comes back, is going to be massive. It's going to be huge. Because the offensive line for Cincinnati is not good by any stretch. So I just think that Ja'Marr Chase might, you know, Burrow might not be able to throw the ball, have as long to throw the ball that he would like, you know, so I expect a bigger game from Joe Mixon. And I also have Aaron Rodgers, just for simple fact, they're playing the Rams. You know, the Rams are coming off the bye week. They're rested. They have a better game plan together for the defense with Von Miller and Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey. And then they also have Odell, but that's not going to affect Aaron Rodgers. It's the defense, I think, is going to be good. And the offensive line, they got their left tackle got hurt. He's out for the year. And you hate to see it, but I just think they're going to eat that up. And I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to have time, and I don't think he's going to hit his projections either. Now, again, it's Aaron freaking Rodgers, so blown coverage. He throws the ball deep to Lazard or MBS. And there you have it, you know. He can get those points back real quick. I just don't see it. I just don't see it this week. My starts of the week, I have Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and Kyle Pitts. Jalen Hurts is playing the Giants. You a Giants fan? This just is not good. And I have Jalen Hurts up here, though, not just because of his arm, because James Bradbury should play well and things like that, but because of his legs and how the Giants play against mobile quarterbacks. Like, I just don't see it happening. No Blake Martinez to spy. No, you know, you haven't had him all year. Obviously, you have Tate Crowder, but I just think his ability to run like he did last week, having 3 touchdowns, putting up a 30-point game, being the number one quarterback, you know, in fantasy, I think is crazy. But, you know, he's there. And why not just keep it going against a team that has a terrible defense right now and hasn't been playing well? Like the offense, I don't know what the offense is going to do with Freddie Kitchens. You know, if they can prolong drives and the defense isn't on the field as much, then maybe Hurts has a bad game, but I don't see that happening. Jalen Hurts, got him. Start him, and you got to ride with him. I mean, he's been number one quarterback all year, so not all year, but he's giving you points, man. Just a couple weeks, he didn't put up, you know, some 20-point games. Number two, I have Saquon. Highly optimistic. He is on the injury report with his ankle. That's questionable. It's not a huge surprise. Eagles defense, you know, against the run, they've been getting ahead. So, like, the Saints had to throw the ball a lot and things like that, but Mark Ingram was able to move the ball. Like, you can move the ball, and Saquon is a talent. And I think with Freddie Kitchens calling the plays, I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Saquon. And he's getting you 75 in a touchdown. I'm calling it right now. He's getting 75, so one way, shape, or form, between catches and rushing yards. He'll have 75 total yards from scrimmage and a touchdown. And then next, I have Kyle Pitts. Hopefully, Cordarrelle Patterson can play. He's still, you know, questionable. There's no Calvin Ridley. No Ridley's really hurt, especially no Ridley and Patterson. Because those are two other weapons you have to account for, where, you know, now it's just Kyle Pitts, and you're just going to, like, live and die with Russell Gage and Zaccheaus. So teams are going to have them beat them. But the offensive line is bad. But I expect a big game from Pitts here. It's Jacksonville. Jacksonville's had big games against tight ends. They're in the middle of the pack with allowing their fantasy the most fantasy points toward tight ends. They're not the worst, but, you know, they're definitely in the middle of the pack. You know, George Kittle, CJ Uzama with his big game. George Kittle, like I said last week, you know, just tight ends can put up points, and Kyle Pitts is a freak. He's just a freak. And in sleepers, because of Kyle Pitts, I have Matt Ryan as a sleeper. I know the offensive line is terrible. I just don't see Matt Ryan being the type of guy that's going to let Jacksonville hang around. If Patterson plays as well, Patterson plays as well for the third time, then I think Ryan will do well. It's Jacksonville. I wouldn't expect much less of Ryan than, you know, he's gonna crush it. I definitely think he finishes as a top five quarterback this week. Well, actually, with the games last week or yesterday, I'm not really sure between Carr and Prescott, that just leaves him, you know, but we'll say top seven. I'll go top seven, just for the simple fact that those two guys balled out. We know they balled out. So, and then Devontae Freeman got 20 points in PPR, in standard PPR scoring, with a backup quarterback. And I think with Lamar Jackson, that could be a lot better for him, to just have a better game, because teams are going to fear Jackson more. So that was with Murray back. He outplayed Murray. You love to see that. He kind of looks like a little bit of his former self again from when he was with Atlanta. And then I also have Kenny Galladay as receiver. So Shepard's been ruled out. John Ross has an injury. Everybody on the Giants receiving corps hurt. Kadarius Toney has a quad. He's questionable. Leaning towards probably not playing. And I think the Giants are playing from behind. So Galladay. Definitely Galladay. I think he definitely outperforms his expectations, for sure. Based on sites you follow, he is... Oh, God, he is low, low, low. Oh, geez, where was he? Okay. So they have Van Jefferson and Russell Gage, certain, like, projected higher. Kenny Galladay is projected 10 points, 10.1. So 10 points. I think he beats that for sure. I think he can win you a week this week. He gets his sneaky plays. sneaky plays. But those are my starts, duds, and sleepers of the week. With that, we're going to transition right into the game previews with Steelers and the Bengals. And I talked about their defense a little bit with the Jamar Chase being a dud of the week, or one of the duds of the week. And I think the Steelers' defense gets back. And if Watt plays and the cornerbacks, Fitzpatrick plays and Hayden plays, I think that's going to affect the Bengals. Yeah, I get it. They had their week, their first matchup, you know, Chase and Burrow, they had a game and things like that, but it was 24-10. I just don't see that happening again. I think this game's closer. The offensive line for Pittsburgh's in a better spot now. They're more gelled, more together. So, but I definitely think this could also be a big running back game for both Harris and for Mixon, just because it's a rivalry game within the division. You know each other. Why not slug it out, see who comes out on top? Najee Harris is built for that. But I think both running backs end up having big games. And like I said, with Chase and Burrow, they scare me. Mixon's the only sure thing I feel the most comfortable about. Obviously, depending on where you drafted Burrow, if he's like a backup quarterback, you're not going to play him. If you stream quarterbacks, there's going to be other options out there that you could play, i.e. Matt Ryan. And obviously you're going to play Jamar Chase. You probably didn't, you probably took him as a wide receiver two or flex or whatever the case may be coming off the preseason, but you're going to play him because they get in the red zone or he can break one because he's quick. Like, I get that. Cause it's football, things happen. I just don't think he's going to have the greatest of game because Hayden and Fitzpatrick are sure tacklers, good coverage, all that good stuff. So Mixon is my, like, for sure, like, hey, look, don't worry about it. Set it and forget it. But we shall see. You know, he did have a good game last week, and I think he'll have a good one this week. And I think Najee Harris will, like I said, have a good game again as well. With trust or bust for this game, you know, I trust Mixon, as I said, you know, he's 8 to 9. Harris, 8 to 9. I like the Steelers DST here. If you're looking for a DST to play, I do like their DST. And then obviously, you know, chase him at a 4. You know, 4 to a 5. I don't really trust him that much. Don't think he's going to meet his projections. And Burrow, I really don't trust Burrow, but he could show up and end up, you know, balling out, throwing for 405 touchdowns, which sucks. But I just don't like the matchup with the defense. If they're going to be, if they're healthy, if TJ Watt doesn't play and Joe Hayden and Fitzpatrick miss time, then yes, by all means, start Chase, start Burrow, by all means. But I'm going off the premise of they're playing, so don't play Burrow and don't play Burrow. And obviously, you're going to play Chase because for the upside, but just don't be disappointed if he doesn't do well. Deontay Johnson, 7. Chase Claypool, 5. So that's where I am with them. I don't like Ben here either, unless you're super deep. But Ben's about a 4. So next game, Bucks Colts. Will Jonathan Taylor be able to repeat this? I don't know. Bucks have a very good run defense and have had one all year. They did play the Giants, which, you know, skewed those numbers a little bit this last game, in my opinion. But I also think it's a sneaky play for Michael Pittman, Carson Wentz. The Bucks are going to make it a priority to stop Jonathan Taylor. They are. Now, they could also just say, like, okay, like, look, we're going to play a balanced defense and whatever happens, happens. But if they stack the box, Carson Wentz is a serviceable quarterback. He was an MVP candidate a couple years back before he tore his ACL. So, just saying. I like Pittman because their corners are still hurt. And I like Wentz because their corners are still hurt. I also like Leonard Fournette a lot because I think the Bucs are going to try to control the ball, save Tom Brady's arm a little bit. I'm not thrilled about Brady either in saying that in regards to he'll probably get touchdown passes, but the yardage won't necessarily be there unless for some random reason the Colts, you know, but it's always unless. It's always a but with fantasy football. It's all game script and game flow. So, you know, I expect the Colts to not take huge shots, use JT, take intermediate to short passes, and just death by a thousand cuts for the Bucks. I also like I said, Fournette, because I think they're going to try to keep the time possession up. But the Bucks receivers, I like them more in standard non-PPR, just because I really think the Bucks are going to try to run the ball out and slow the game down on the Colts. So I think the yardage isn't going to be the greatest, but you'll have your, you know, Brady will throw for 250, you know, 75 to Godwin, 56 to Evans, Gronk will get like 60, the running backs will get a little bit. So, you know, it's going to be evenly dispersed. I just don't necessarily know if I trust Brady this week. Especially the Colts defense has been playing well. They play good team defense. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, Brady has Evans and Gronk. He could throw the ball to if they get down in a red zone. Like I said, or they could give it to Fournette. The Bucks and the Patriots are always tough teams to get reads on just because tough teams to fucking get reads on. You just don't know what you're getting. They're not necessarily like cookie cutter. They always change things up based on their opponent, which everybody does, but you can still rely on certain things. But yeah, obviously you're starting Mike Evans. Obviously you're starting Godwin. I like other options over Brady. I'm not saying I don't trust Brady, but this week I take a shot at Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, those guys over Brady, if you have them. Obviously Herbert, I like Kirk Cousins. So, next, we're going to go to Mr. Cam Newton. He is back, and man, was he back. I touched on that last week. He played fantastic. don't necessarily expect him to repeat this week, you know, but again, it's Cam Newton. No, those numbers were crazy for sure. And I think now the Dolphins, you have some tape on them. You see how they're going to use him in the offense and what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to take away a couple things, put a spy on them. So I expect a bigger game from CMC. Not that he doesn't have big games anyway, but the usual from CMC. The dinks, the dunk-offs. Just, you're loading up CMC anyway, but I think he's going to get a majority of the touches. Just because their cornerbacks for the Dolphins are good between, you know, Rhodes and, or Howard and Byron Jones. Sorry, I drew a blank there. So I think that they'll be able to play better for sure. And that's just going to open up things for CMC because Cam's not going to try to take too many chances. Myles Gaskin here. I don't necessarily know if he's going to put up double-digit points again. If he does, it's just going to be 10. And I know we said this, and they played the Bucs, and he had a really good game against the Buccaneers, and they used him in ways they didn't expect. But if, like, with no Malcolm Brown, it's just a Myles Gaskin show, and you're getting miles upon miles upon miles of Gaskin. Like, all the Gaskin you want. All the Gaskin. And it's just based off volume that he does well. Like, he's not necessarily the most efficient runner. And I get it, the line's not the greatest thing in the world, but, yeah. I don't trust Tua. So I don't trust Tua. I don't do it. I mean, not for what he did against the Jets, and he got lucky with that pass, the wounded duck that he threw. Obviously, you're going to play Gesicki, though, and Waddle, because the tight ends are shit, and Gesicki can just go off at any point in time. And Waddle and PPR, just because he'll have another, he could get another, you know, 13 targets. How do you say no to 13 targets, right? You can't. All right, next, Titans-Patriots. The only person I like for Tennessee is Nick Westbrook-Ikhinna. A.J. Brown has been ruled out, so I like him a lot. But that's still even a stretch, because Ryan Tannehill's looked like straight dog. He looks like his old Dolphins days. Like, he just does not look good. Derrick Henry, wow, man. Wow. Just wow. Both of New England's running backs are on the injury report and they're both questionable. So just keep an eye on that. I'll be sure to monitor it as well and throw it up on Twitter. The Twitter handle is SportsEuphoria. Sports_Euphoria, actually. My apologies. But just the way the Patriots are being used, you never know who to use. Like, it's not like when they had like Randy Moss and all these different players, like the good running back and Randy Moss and Gronkowski or Edelman. A sneaky play would be Mac Jones in DFS, let's say. But depending on, again, your current quarterback situation, bye weeks, things like that, if you pick somebody up for a game and he was available, I like Mac Jones. The receivers scare me for sure, like a lot, but what else is new? I'm still high on Kendrick Bourne. And hopefully Jacoby Myers gets his usual 8 targets. But Myers will probably be good for 9. His usual 9 to 11 points. And Kendrick Bourne, you know, I got to go back and do some trust or bust for the other two games that I missed. But I'll do them after this game. I trust Mac Jones a lot here. I give him like a 7 or an 8 to have a good game. He's going to probably at least throw for, you know, 2 to 3 touchdowns, but it's not going to be a big yardage game like the Tom Brady thing. I don't trust anybody on Tennessee. Like, Westbrook's even like a 3. Tannehill's a 3. They're a 2. Patriots running backs, I don't trust because I don't know who's going to be there. The best, availability is the best ability. So probably a decent Brandon Bolden game from catching the ball. If they're going to miss time, I'll look to pick up Brandon Bolden. And that's really it. Myles Gaskin is about a 4 to a 5 for me. Jalen Waddle, PPR, 5 to 6. And then Gesicki. Oh, I'm going backwards. I'm going backwards on purpose. But Kendrick Bourne, 7 or 8, or oh my gosh, I threw myself off. Kendrick Bourne is around a 4 to 5. Myers again, I'd say more so Myers 5 to 6. And both Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry are both on the injury report, so keep that up. But I like Hunter Henry in non-PPR. Dolphins, Panthers. Jalen Waddle in PPR on the 4 to 5 range. Oh, geez. To 6 range, 4 to 6. Miles Gaskins, 4 to 5. Don't trust Tua by any stretch of imagination. CMC, obviously, is a 10. DJ Moore, you know, a 6. Just because it's going to be, I believe, indicative of how Cam plays. And I give Cam about a 6 as well in the trust meter. Bucks, Colts, JT, 10. Michael Pittman, I'm 6 to 7. Carson Wentz is a 6. The Bucks wide receivers, I'll give them both about a 6. The two top guys. Gronk, I give a 6 as well. And Brady, I trust him because he's going to do well. You just don't see him having a huge blow-up game. Give him a 7. And Fournette a 7 as well. Anyway, jeez. Eagles-Giants. All right, Eagles-Giants. Big Barkley game. I said it before. He's one of my starts of the week. I expect him to have a huge game. That's really about it. he's going to be doing probably... He's going to be Mr. Utility Knife. Jack of all trades. They're going to just... You feed the best player the ball on your team. When you can't, you're going to give it to Kenny Galladay, your best receiver. Simple as that. Trust Galladay here. Give 7. Barkley, 8 to 9. You know, I really do trust him a lot. Evan Engram, 3. Because Rudolph is hurt. So keep an eye on that as well. Like I said. And then that's really it for the Giants that I like. Then we got Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and big old boy Dallas Goedert. Jalen Hurts, 10. Devontae Smith, 6. Ah, 7. 7 for the trust or bust. 7. And Goddard, given the tight end situation, he's going to be a top 10 tight end. Obviously, 8. Miles Sanders. So this is the big thing here. So Miles Sanders is going to be playing with Boston Scott and Kenny Gainwell. Jordan Howard should be playing. Boston Scott kills the Giants, okay? Just saying. Kills them. This is the game for Miles Sanders to say, this is my job. This game right here is the one where this is his job. You don't fumble the football. You rush for 120 yards. And you score the touchdown. I'm gonna eat my words so hard here, but I do trust Miles Sanders. And if my buddy's listening, I got him in one of my leagues. With my buddy Zoob, he's probably cursing me out when he listens to this. We drafted Myers or Sanders. We had Myers too, Jacoby. We drafted, you know, Miles Sanders. I liked him. He 94 yards last week, but the fumble, like, what? Come on, dude. Show the coaching staff you can hold on to the football and you'll be fine. Oh. Boston Scott, sneaky play. If you're in deeper leagues, 16 to 18 team leagues, even 14, I like Scott as a flex because he's just a giant killer. And if Nick, you know, Sirianni is anywhere near familiar with game tape, just watch Boston Scott against the Giants. It's like Deshaun Jackson. If there is no Kadarius Toney, like I said, Kenny Galladay, very big game. If Toney does play, I still see it being favored. He could get hurt again like he normally does. So load up Kenny G. Falcons, Jaguars, Kyle Pitts. All right. All the Pitts. I want every Pitt, every single Pitt. No Ridley still is hurting him. You know, if Patterson plays, that helps him. No Patterson hurts him because he's their best player at that point, and they're just going to take him away. I still just like Pitts though, because it's Jacksonville. Like, it's just Jacksonville, and Matt Ryan's gonna just have a field day. Kyle Pitts, 9. Patterson plays 8. James Robinson, do not trust it still. Like I said, as a dud, he's a 5, 4-5 for me on the trust meter. I don't necessarily see him getting it. He, like I said, he's not, I don't think he's going to hit his projections. He could still get you 10 points, but he's not going to hit his projections. Dan Arnold, play him this week. I think Dan Arnold has a better game this week. Last week, the Falcons did give up some yards and some catches to the tight ends. Mac Jones did miss Hunter Henry in the end zone on a throw. So I like Dan Arnold as an option here. The only thing, the biggest trust question is if the O-line holds up for Matt Ryan. But I think after how badly exposed they got against New England, Arthur Smith is going to figure out a game plan with the extra time that they have with the 10 days that's going to help Matt Ryan and put his team in the best position possible to blow Jacksonville out of the water. You know, like I said, I'm a sleeper on Matt Ryan. Trust him, you know, 7-8. Pitts, like I said, 9. Dan Arnold, 6. And Cordell Patterson, like I said, 7-8. So next we have the Jets and the Texans. We're going to start with the Texans for right now. Can Tyrod Taylor do it again? I'm sure it's the Jets defense. I'm sure he'll be able to do what he did again, minus probably the rushing touchdowns. I see him getting more passing touchdowns in this regard this game. And I think Brandon Cooks is going to be the recipient of those passing touchdowns. Nico Collins is questionable. Nico Collins may also not play, so that's something to keep in mind in the red zone. Brandon Cooks, again, being a little shifty. Route runner that he is, Hunter Renfrow, Stephon Diggs, even though Diggs is taller. Those types of receivers with great footwork really tend to have been utilized more in the red zone now with the creative routes they run on the goal line. Zach Wilson's star in this game. Zach Wilson. Good old Zachy boy. Number 2 overall pick. I like him. I give him about a 6 on the trust meter, 6 to 7. I think he learned a lot this week, the past couple weeks, I should say, sitting out, watching the hype of Mike White and the fans cheering for Mike White and seeing the success that Mike White had, the success that Josh Johnson had, the success that Joe Flacco had. I see him finally understanding this is how you play football in the NFL. I can't run around like a chicken with my head cut off and throw the ball because I'm playing terrible college people. That's not how it works in the NFL. So I do believe that Zach Wilson has a much better game, and you understand why the Jets took him with the number 2 overall pick. I believe it. I really, really believe it this game. And as a result, if Zach Wilson is capable of doing this and plays the way Mike White and Joe Flacco and Josh Johnson did, you can count on Elijah Moore. Woo, baby. Oh, Elijah Moore has been like a top 4 receiver in the NFL from fantasy the past 4 weeks. All right, like, guy's been playing out of his mind. Why the Jets are showing you the hype in the preseason, why he's such a creative and explosive player. Like, get the ball in his hands, he's a playmaker. You saw it on the Joe Flacco crossing pattern where he took it to the house. Wilson, get the ball in Moore's hands and you'll get more stats. It's corny as shit. I don't care. But yeah, I love Elijah Moore. 7-8 on the trust meter because he's just been so hot. And like Corey Davis with the Wilson rapport, and apparently in talking to a buddy of mine, Wilson and Moore had a lot of rapport in training camp and they worked together. So I want to see if that can come together and be something magical for the next 10 years to come. For Jets fans, I hope that that's the case because Elijah Moore is special. He's something special, and you don't want to see him, his career go down because the Jets are a very poorly run organization. Tyrod Taylor, do trust him, 6. Brandon Cooks are more in the 5 range. And then the Jets running backs, you have Ty Johnson and Tevin Coleman. Now, Tony Jones played last night, but Ty Montgomery got a majority of the work. Now, Ty Montgomery is a receiver, but he obviously has played running back. It would not surprise me if Tevin Coleman has a better game over Ty Johnson. Yeah, I said it. Michael Carter and Ty Johnson, similar style backs, scat backs, catch it and go and run. And, you know, they could do a little bit of everything. Ty Johnson, maybe a little bit more receiving. They're going to want to run the ball. And in running the ball, I believe Tevin Coleman is going to outperform Ty Johnson from a clear yardage perspective. Now, I say yardage perspective because I don't want to put it on a fantasy perspective because Ty Johnson can get a little scat pass after Tevin Coleman did all the work and he scores a touchdown on a little flat. So I trust Tevin Coleman here more. And Tevin Coleman, I gave him a 6. Ty Johnson is a 4-5. I just have this gut feeling that the Jets are going to run the ball. Next, we have the Chargers and the Broncos. Go Chargers. Is their offense back? I hope so. I really do. The Chargers have the easiest schedule in the NFL from weeks 12 to weeks 18. So in having the easiest schedule, I would expect them to put up points like they did last week. I trust Herbert wholeheartedly here. He's a 10. Keenan Allen is a 9. Mike Williams is a 6. Because Mike Williams is boom or bust. 6.5 for Mike Williams. And Austin Eckler, obviously, is a 10. You're playing these guys. Jared Cook, sneaky game. Just saying. But they use both tight ends. Jared Cook's older, been around the league for a while. They have, Parham and Cook, and Herbert takes it when it's there. He doesn't look for Jared Cook. Like he looks for him, but obviously he's not like, oh, it's not like Travis Kelce. No, it's Jared Cook. Can Teddy Two Gloves be Teddy Two Touchdowns? Teddy more touchdowns. Teddy 2x2 touchdowns. Seeing what Big Ben did against the offense, the defense of the Chargers, I expect Teddy 2 Gloves to do something. They also have one of the worst rush defenses in the league. Now, in saying that, is this a bones day or is this a no bones day? All right. Bones. Javonte Williams. Does he finally get it? Or is it, no. We're still splitting carries with Melvin Gordon. Because if you're still splitting carries with Melvin Gordon, this team is going to make Melvin Gordon look really good. Oh, and by the way, revenge game. Revenge game for Melvin. So even if this is supposed to be the Javonte week, I don't know if I trust it till next week. It's a revenge game. Melvin Gordon is going to play very well in the revenge game against the Chargers. He'll get his usual touchdown, but it's a revenge game. So, you know, he's going to be running hard, playing passionate, wanting to stick it to him. I trust Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams the same because they have each other. So 6-7, 6.5, because they're each hurting each other. The wide receivers for the Broncos. Sutton, Patrick, Judy. All contracts locked up. Judy, rookie contract. Patrick, locked up. Sutton, locked up. That great trio of receivers. Sutton has a Judy prop. Huge Judy prop. No Judy? No problem. Sutton's their deep guy, okay? Teddy doesn't have the biggest arm in the world, so go figure. He likes the shorter, more safe throws, lower risk throws, which is why his completion percentage is always tops and near the top of the NFL. When Judy plays, it takes away from Sutton. Judy, I trust with an 8. Tim Patrick and Sutton, I'm at a 6.5 again. I think Judy carves him up this game. see. A lot of it falls on Teddy Two Gloves because you know Melvin Gordon's going to have a banger. Next, Rams Packers. Let's go. Okay, so Stafford needs to show the league that he's still MVP candidate, all right? He's got to show up. He played like shit the past two games. You got to step up right now. I was raving about you earlier in the season. This is Stafford's year. This is it. It's happening. Let's go. Blah, 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 blah. I'm trusting my man right now with an 8, all right? Darrell Henderson, they're going to try to run the ball. Let's get the ball to Rodgers' hands. Darrell Henderson, 8, all right? Cooper Kupp, 10. You already know. I don't trust tight end, 4. OBJ, give me coming up with a 5. 5 with a Van Jefferson. All righty. Odell has a week now in the offense. I think that's going to be better for him. I really, really do. OBJ puts up over 10 PPR points, you know? He goes 6 for 70. Just saying. I think OBJ is a better game than Van Jefferson. They're going to just try to get him the ball. So Aaron Jones is questionable. So even if Aaron Jones plays, you're still starting Dylan because I just don't trust it. It could just be a ploy to say, oh, he's playing. You got to, you know, game plan for both. No, AJ Dillon, Devontae Adams. AJ Dillon's a 7. After like last week, I felt he should have a better game. AJ Dillon's a 7. He's going to have to do a great job in pass blocking. And Devontae Adams is... Yeah. Devontae Adams is going to be an 8.5 for me because of the Jalen Ramsey matchup. Rodgers, 6, because it's Rodgers, so I want to give him a little bit of that higher, you know, maybe. Well, technically, probably go with a 4 now that I think about it with Ramsey on Adams. 4.5 for Rodgers. Not feeling it. Just not feeling it. Niners, Vikings. All righty, here we go. Will Kirk Cousins stay hot? Will Jefferson have another banger? And is Thielen reliable? Give Thielen a 6. You know, the game became a shootout. I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to try to slow the game down again after seeing what they did to Green Bay's defense. So that's going to take a lot of opportunities away from Cousins and Thielen and things like that. So obviously you're going to go Cook, you're going to go Jefferson. Cousins, if you have to, you know, the matchup against the Jets, I like Tyrod Taylor a little bit more, or maybe over Cousins with the higher ceiling, I think. You know, so just keep that in mind. Matt Ryan, I like Heinicke against Seattle over Cousins, especially what he did against Carolina. So, but Thielen, I give him about a 6. I just think time possession is going to hurt Thielen. You're obviously going to give the ball to Jefferson because he's the best receiver in the league. If not, ooh, man, is it close. Jimmy G, good old boy Jimmy G. I trust him. Now this is the problem. I trust him on like the scale on like an 8, but not to put up huge fantasy points. I trust him as a quarterback as an 8. Fantasy wise, I'd give him like a 7, 6.5 to 7. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're going to try to keep the ball away from Kirk Cousins, away from Jefferson, Thielen, and Cook. So he's going to pass when he has to. You get the ball to Debo, he breaks a tackle, you know, good job, Jimmy. Same thing with Kittle. Kittle, trust him all the way, 9. Debo, I trust Debo, but it's just like, is he going to get hurt again? 8 to Debo, 8 to 9 for Debo for sure. What can he play, man? Is he going to be, you don't need Trey Lance, you got Debo Samuel back there. You could probably sling it too. But if the Vikings get out to an early lead, the game has the ability to go into a shootout. So the Vikings have to capitalize early. Vikings capitalize early, go up 10-3, 14-3, or 10-0, 14-0. these are going to increase the stats for your Deebo Samuel, your Jimmy G, because it has that sneaky, like, the sneaky ability, like the sleeper game. Like, nobody expected the Vikings game last week to be a shootout. I don't think. I didn't. So it could be a shootout, but it could also be very slow paced. If San Francisco scores first, say good night if they get up by like 14, because they're just going to run the ball the entire time and the Vikings players are not going to get anything done.
Which is like, oh, Dave, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, you're supposed to.
Well, look, all right. It's not a science. Okay. Some people think there's an analytics thing and blah, 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 and red zone targets and things like that. Like, I get it, but come on now. You're starting Jefferson. You're starting Cook. You're probably starting Thielen. You're going to start Kittle and Samuel. You don't know what the running back situation is because now apparently Eli Mitchell has the finger and ribs. So, but that's it. Ayuk in deeper leagues, hoping he could do something. But if he doesn't just like practice like a professional, then he's not playing. Like he's just, so I don't trust Ayuk. Three. Be more consistent for me. But we'll see. You're starting to usual people there, though, for sure. Browns-Ravens. All right. No Lamar Jackson last week. Ravens sneaker went out. Massive. Massive W. Just huge. I talked about it before. Freeman as a sleeper. With having Lamar Jackson quarterback, now you don't know, you really have the fear of what's going to happen. Throw, run, or pass. Also, if Marquise Brown plays, I expect a big game from Marquise Brown. Especially being out last week. And Bateman as well is going to have their numbers jump up because Jackson's going to be back at quarterback. Marquise Brown, 8. Bateman, 7. Lamar is 10. Freeman's is 6. 6.5. I definitely think Freeman has a better game. So, fuck it. 9 for Freeman. 9. I definitely think he's have a better game, but I don't trust him. Excuse me? 9. I trust him at 9. Nick Chubb? 9. Trust him. They might get Hunt coming back off IR. Maybe. We'll see. But the only people I trust any Browns running backs are 9. That's it. That's it. That's it. Done. Enough said. That was fun. Okay. Monday night. Seahawks, Washington football team. This is the game that Russ starts cooking again. To show the league he still has it. Unless he's just trying to get a pooper so he can go to a team that has some draft picks. But this is the game for Russ. Russ gets right here. Russ gets right this game. Trust Russ eight for sure. Is Lockett going to be able to do well in Metcalf? I trust both of them as sevens. Don't trust any running back. Therefore, Heineke's a 7. McLaurin is a 7. And Gibson is my high game on Gibson, baby. Give me an 8. Give me an 8 on Gibby. Their run defense is not good. They third and outs. Seattle's very high. Antonio Gibson should have a big game here. Obviously, Heineke's been playing really well, playing against Carolina as well as he did last week. Was incredible to see. McLaurin playing as well as he did as well against that defense. Incredible. Like, McLaurin's like, I got this, guys. I got this. But yeah, with Lockett, he had, you know, over 100 yards last week. DK didn't have the greatest game. I expect DK with his size and body and mismatch to be able to have a really good game here. And then, obviously, Lockett's a question mark, boomer bust, Deshaun Jackson type player. That kind of like, is he going to get those yards type thing? Van Jefferson, Brian Edwards, those types of guys. So, and you could almost see like Brian Edwards is almost for the Raiders is almost in the bad graces. They've been using Zay Jones a lot. Like, what the heck's happened with Bryan Edwards? But yeah, guys, that was the Week 12 preview for the games and my takes, who I trust for trust or bust, my sleepers, my starts, my duds of the week. It should be an interesting week in the NFL. Hopefully I'll be able to, for next week, I'm going to touch base with a couple people earlier in the week to see if people are going to be available to do an episode on Tuesday, hopefully. Monday or Tuesday, we'll see what's going on. Or worst case Wednesday, but we'll see. But yeah, I hope, you know, you guys obviously enjoy the episode. Hope that this information helps you guys win your weeks. I know I've been a big proponent now that I've been documenting everything, that I'm taking what I say and putting it into fruition in my leagues, because 3 weeks ago, I didn't do it. 2 weeks ago, I followed my gut. I win. Last week, I don't do it again. I don't follow my gut. I don't win. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Yeah, I'm trusting my gut. I'm going to do what I speak out. Also, to fill anybody in who's just listening, I am in a playoff run in 4 leagues out of the 6 that I'm in. 2 of the other leagues, unfortunately, there's just been bad years. Ended up just, my points against have been crazy for me. The one league I have an opportunity because it's just been a bad year for everybody, but the other league I'm completely out of it. So thank you, Jonathan Taylor. And then obviously, as you guys have been following for and listening to some episodes, I'm in a dynasty league that's been going pretty well as well. We're going to be coming up to our trade deadline in the dynasty league soon, which, you know, you love to see. But we'll see what happens. You know, I'm in the hunt. I didn't think I was going to be in the hunt. I was playing for next year's, for the future with my team. I've gotten very lucky, picking up people at the right time and things like that, and drafting young and having them step up early, has been instrumental to my team's success. The first couple weeks I did lose to the top team and I was the top 2 or 3 scoring team. You know, not the greatest record, but if I get this win against a guy who has a game on me, he beat me in week 1. If I can come back and beat him here, I feel good. We'll see. And like I said last episode, we're going to be doing a Dynasty podcast episode and also going to be touching base on real sports talk. More so a debate. I was talking to some of my buddies. We're in a group chat. We started talking about Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, all these different players, Tua, the young quarterbacks coming up. And it was just guys who love football and love sports talking stuff, you know, throwing stats out, going here, going there, comparing things. That's what I'm looking to bring here. And it was great content in the text messages. So if I could bring what was going on in the group over to here, oh, mwah, to the moon, the stonks, baby, the stonks. But no, seriously. I can't say it enough. This is a huge, huge passion of mine. I really do enjoy it. I love playing fantasy sports. It's great for me. I love talking sports or talking about sports as well. And I just appreciate anybody who listens whenever you listen. You know, it means a lot to myself and any other host or co-host who's on with me. You know, we're just some guys with a dream and a passion. But yeah, you know, I really do appreciate it. Also on a side note, I do just want to say I took place in, charity daily tournament, yesterday ran on Fanball. It's an app and a website like DraftKings, FanDuel, things like that. And it was the Scott Fish charity event, and you had a buy-in, so you didn't win any money. But what you did was you won an opportunity to play in the Scott Fish Bowl 12. So next year's Scott Fish Bowl, which, if you're not familiar, with, go over to him on Twitter. It's Scott Fish, and goes through everything. It's an incredible thing that he, there like 2,000 people apply to try to get in. So that was what was up for grabs with the daily that I had done. I ended up finishing in 12th. I was in second at one point, but Josh Allen kind of screwed me. But it happens, but it was fun. Like I said, I dive into it and I think about it and I really do enjoy it. But guys, with that being said, maybe I'll try to do something or get on tomorrow for a flash episode. It may not be sports related. It may be gaming related, but we're going to try to do something. Maybe we'll see if we could do some bets on Saturday tomorrow. I'm a huge Michigan fan, so we have that game coming up as well. Michigan, Ohio State, 12 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. Looking super forward to that. Probably going to get run through the building, but you know, if Michigan's defense plays like they've been playing and Cade has a good game, you know, see what happens. But I will talk to you guys later. Enjoy everything. And be sure to follow on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, all of it. All right. Sports underscore euphoria, Twitter, Instagram, sports euphoria on YouTube, sports underscore euphoria on TikTok. Look up the pages for sports euphoria. If not, look up me. It's my page, Dave Robson. Guys, I appreciate it. As always, this episode will be out a little bit later. So have a good one. Win your weeks. And I'll see you guys next time. Later. Hey guys, doing? I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that last episode, the week 12 preview episode. I appreciate you guys listening so much. It means the world. I cannot thank you guys enough. And I know I constantly hit you guys with these post episode little talks, but I just want to do that to let you know how much it truly does mean. Again, just starting this thing up because it's a passion and I love sports and I love talking about sports and I love being able to put my thoughts to paper and seeing if they come true or not and riding with it or dying with it. You know, that's part of the game. So I really do appreciate it. I hope you guys found this informative and I hope it helps you guys win your week. Thanks so much. Later.